It's been a busy year for Bishop Katharine Jefferts Schori. In the past 2 weeks alone, she has traveled to the Midwest to visit a diocese, attended a conference on science and religion, adjudicated concerns at a meeting of bishops, and penned what is sure to be a closely watched sermon dealing with the UN Millennium Development Goals to eliminate global poverty.
Well, I think it was Karl Rahner who said that preachers are supposed to stand in the pulpit with a Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. There has to be some connection between those ancient stories and the struggles or joys in a particular community today.
Jefferts Schori often takes liberal stands that are at odds with traditionalists within the Episcopal Church. For example, many conservatives say that openly gay men have no place in the clergy. Jefferts Schori says biblical condemnations of homosexuality stem from an ancient cultural context that is no longer binding in our time. In fact, as a child, what she saw as the church's anti-intellectualism caused her to leave it for a time.
The faith that I received as a child was fairly mechanistic, fairly literal, that salvation means this, and Jesus did that, and that's all there is to it, so just believe it. And that began to be unsatisfactory, inadequate. I needed a deeper sense of what it means to be in relationship with God.
Jefferts Schori found solace in nature near her childhood homes in the Pacific Northwest and later on the East Coast. She studied biology in college and received a doctorate in oceanography with a specialty in octopuses and squids. Jefferts Schori says her love of nature ultimately brought her back to God, whom she feels created the world's endlessly varied and interconnected wonders.
The Enlightenment view is pretty much that individual human beings are autonomous and separate. Science in the recent past has taught us a great deal about how interconnected we are. It's totally false to think that we are distinguishable utterly from other parts of creation. And that's both a religious viewpoint and a scientific viewpoint.
For Jefferts Schori, that sense of relatedness with others, including non-human others, leads naturally to a theology of compassion and activism. She is most concerned for the voiceless, the powerless, those who, in her words, exist on the margins.
I read the Gospels to say that Jesus is most passionate about those who are excluded. Refugees fit there. The radically poor fit there. People of color in this country fit there. Women in this society have fit there, and certainly do in the third world. Our attention needs to be focused more intensely on those who don't have access to the abundance of life. There is a sense that we meet the image of God in every human being, and that if we assume that these people aren't really deserving to be within the circle, we've missed something very important about the divine.
Jefferts Schori saw hints of the divine during her 5.5 years working with the dying as a hospice chaplain. She recalls a patient with a brain tumor who could speak only in metaphors. Others thought he was crazy, but she engaged him in that mode. I ask her what she gained from that encounter.
A sense that listening more deeply recognized the communication that was going on, but if you took it at the superficial level, you were going to miss everything.
Jefferts Schori says her life's journey has often meant saying yes to what seemed ridiculous or impossible. Ordained to the priesthood in 1994 at the age of 40, she was shocked 6 years later when a fellow priest said he wanted to nominate her for bishop.
And I just laughed. I said, that's totally absurd. I'm a woman. I'm too young. I haven't been head of a big congregation. That makes no sense at all. And over those several weeks, I was terrified when I thought seriously about it. But I came to realize that I was supposed to be part of that process, even though it made no sense at all.
But there's a certain sense in no sense, isn't there? I mean,
yes, it's crazy-making, but it's also, at some level, intriguing and challenging. And, you know, I think life is supposed to be challenging.
Jefferts Schori was consecrated Bishop of Nevada in 2001. When she was elected presiding bishop and primate of the entire Episcopal Church only 6 years later, she accepted the challenge of shepherding a denomination rife with controversy. As a mother, she compares her pastoral duties with a parent's task of giving guidance while allowing children to make their own choices.
In the church, at least in the Anglican tradition, it's about providing the boundaries and encouraging creativity within those boundaries. This church needs to be looking more carefully at itself and at the world around it. What is blessing? It's seeking abundance for the other or oneself, and it's about giving thanks for what is.
Catherine Jefford Shorey is presiding bishop and primate of the Episcopal Church, a member of the worldwide Anglican Communion with over 2 million members in 16 nations. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Well, I think it was Karl Rahner who said that preachers are supposed to stand in the pulpit with a Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. There has to be some connection between those ancient stories and the struggles or joys in a particular community today. The faith that I received as a child was fairly mechanistic, fairly literal, that salvation means this, and Jesus did that, and that's all there is to it, so just believe it. And that began to be unsatisfactory, inadequate. I needed a deeper sense of what it means to be in relationship with God. The Enlightenment view is pretty much that individual human beings are autonomous and separate. Science in the recent past has taught us a great deal about how interconnected we are. It's totally false to think that we are distinguishable utterly from other parts of creation. And that's both a religious viewpoint and a scientific viewpoint. I read the Gospels to say that Jesus is most passionate about those who are excluded. Refugees fit there. The radically poor fit there. People of color in this country fit there. Women in this society have fit there, and certainly do in the third world. Our attention needs to be focused more intensely on those who don't have access to the abundance of life. There is a sense that we meet the image of God in every human being, and that if we assume that these people aren't really deserving to be within the circle, we've missed something very important about the divine. A sense that listening more deeply recognized the communication that was going on, but if you took it at the superficial level, you were going to miss everything. And I just laughed. I said, that's totally absurd. I'm a woman, I'm too young, I haven't been head of a big congregation. That makes no sense at all. And over those several weeks, I was terrified when I thought seriously about it. But I came to realize that I was supposed to be part of that process, even though it made no sense at all.
So there's a certain sense in no sense, isn't there?
Yes, it's crazy making, but it's also at some level intriguing and challenging. And, you know, I think life is supposed to be challenging. In the church, at least in the Anglican tradition, it's about providing the boundaries and encouraging creativity within those boundaries. This church needs to be looking more carefully at itself and at the world around it. What is blessing? It's seeking abundance for the other or oneself, and it's about giving thanks for what is.
It's been a busy year for Bishop Catherine Jefford Shorey. In the past 2 weeks alone, she has traveled to the Midwest to visit a diocese, attended a conference on science and religion, adjudicated concerns at a meeting of bishops, and penned what is sure to be a closely watched sermon dealing with the UN Millennium Development Goals to eliminate global poverty. Jefford Shorey often takes liberal stands that are at odds with traditionalists within the Episcopal Church. For example, many conservatives say that openly gay men have no place in the clergy. Jefford Shorey says biblical condemnations of homosexuality stem from an ancient cultural context that is no longer binding in our time. In fact, as a child, what she saw as the church's anti-intellectualism caused her to leave it for a time. Jefford Shorey found solace in nature near her childhood homes in the Pacific Northwest and later on the East Coast. She studied biology in college and received a doctorate in oceanography with a specialty in octopuses and squids. Jefford Shorey says her love of nature ultimately brought her back to God, whom she feels created the world's endlessly varied and interconnected wonders. For Jefford Shorey, that sense of relatedness with others, including non-human others, leads naturally to a theology of compassion and activism. She is most concerned for the voiceless, the powerless, those who, in her words, exist on the margins. Jefford Shorey saw hints of the divine during her 5.5 years working with the dying as a hospice chaplain. She recalls a patient with a brain tumor who could speak only in metaphors. Others thought he was crazy, but she engaged him in that mode. I ask her what she gained from that encounter. Jefford Shorey says her life's journey has often meant saying yes to what seemed ridiculous or impossible. Ordained to the priesthood in 1994 at the age of 40, she was shocked 6 years later when a fellow priest said he wanted to nominate her for bishop. Jefford Shorey was consecrated Bishop of Nevada in 2001. When she was elected presiding bishop and primate of the entire Episcopal Church only 6 years later, she accepted the challenge of shepherding a denomination rife with controversy. As a mother, she compares her pastoral duties with a parent's task of giving guidance while allowing children to make their own choices. Catherine Jefford Shorey is presiding bishop and primate of the Episcopal Church, a member of the worldwide Anglican Communion with over 2 million members in 16 nations. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.